This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't know if you saw pictures of that cargo plane that slid off the runway in Halifax, Nova Scotia on Wednesday, a 747 kind of nose down in the mud. But part of the cargo that was supposed to be on the outbound flight that plane didn't take, live lobsters headed to China, one of the biggest markets for oversized crustaceans from Canada. Canadians can thank, in part, the trade war for that, because back in July, American lobsters were hit with 25% retaliatory tariffs by the Chinese. Sean Donnan covers trade and the global economy for Bloomberg. His most recent piece is called "Even Lobsters Can't Escape Trump's Trade War." Sean, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So you're up on vacation in Maine, and what, you decided to go out for lobster for dinner and you found this story?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm up there on vacation and everyone's talking about lobster and they're also talking about the trade wars. And one of the things that you discover very quickly is that these new tariffs have taken place. This is in July. July 6th, the Chinese have slapped some tariffs on Maine lobsters and people are starting to talk about it.
And we ought to say here that the Maine lobster business has been nothing short of booming.
Absolutely. And that's a really interesting thing about this. A lot of times we talk about the trade wars as impacting a certain product and we think of it pretty narrowly. But actually, like a lot of things in the U.S. economy, times have been good for Maine lobstermen. And so in some ways, you know, this hit from the tariffs is coming at a time when they can afford it.
So what has happened now with these tariffs and what are the lobstermen saying to you?
So what you hear from the lobster dealers to China is that their business with China has collapsed. And that matters for a particular segment of the lobster business because they exported more than $130 million worth of lobster to China last year. They were on track to do the same, if not more, this year before these tariffs hit, and that's collapsed. And that's been a result of a real kind of supply boom in terms of the lobster. The catch from Maine has just been soaring over the last 10 years. And they've been hitting record levels, and they need to find a market for that surplus lobster.
Talk to me about the Canadians, would you? Because the Canadian market here is not a small player after these tariffs and what has happened as a result of the president's decisions.
Right. So Nova Scotia and Newfoundland and Canada are also big exporters of lobster. But the Canadian government has also been out there doing some big trade deals. So if you remember the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership that President Trump pulled out of, the Canadians are part of that. And that's going to take effect in January. And as a result of that, the tariffs in Japan are going to come down and they'll be able to export lobsters. They also have a trade deal with the EU. And these are things that Maine lobstermen don't have anymore. So what we're starting to see is a pivoting of the lobster export business to Canada.
Is this going to be like soybeans? We've done stories here at Marketplace. Lots of other people have done stories about the American soybean market, where now American soybean farmers, read lobster farmers, are going to have to find other markets for their product because supply chains are shifting as a result of the president's tariffs.
Absolutely. It's the same kind of story, but there's also a story about long-term impact. So if you talk to soybean farmers, if you talk to people in the Maine lobster business, their real concern is over the long-term impact of this. They've been building up these relationships with Chinese buyers for a decade now or more. And once those buyers find alternative sources of lobster, it's going to be hard to convince them to come back.
Did you wind up having lobster for dinner, actually, when you were up on vacation?
You know, when you go up to Maine, you got to have lobster.
Well, this is almost a serious, it's not almost, it is a serious question. You might not remember. How much did it cost you?
It cost me a lot less than it would have cost me. I think you can get a great lobster dinner, a pound and a quarter lobster now for around $10. And that's partly because of that Russia supply, and it's something that we should think about in the future as well. That lobster that's not going to China is going to have to find a market here at home, and that may be good, actually, for those who like lobster here in the U.S. and don't have much money to spend on it.
Sean Donnan covers trade and a bunch of other stuff for Bloomberg News. Sean, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.